Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, sunny today with a high near 47, calm wind becoming southeast around 6 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 34. Thanksgiving Day, a chance of drizzle, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Thursday night, a chance of drizzle before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 27, and on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. And in regional news, the University of Wisconsin system is ending in-person classes at UW-Platteville's Richland campus on July 1st, following years of steep enrollment declines. It's a major shift for Richland Center, which has been home to the college campus for 55 years. A letter from UW System President Jay Rothman to UW-Platteville Interim Chancellor Tammy Ividovich is directing administrators to create a plan to move instructional programs off the 130-acre campus in the rural city of Richland Center. A UW spokesman told WPR there are around 25 employees at the Richland campus. The letter directs Ividovich to include plans for transitioning faculty and staff to Platteville or Baraboo as well. That according to a report from WPR News. A statement from UW-Platteville spokesperson Paul Erickson said, quote, "We understand this is a difficult decision and we know the situation creates uncertainty. The university is committed to making the transition as positive as possible for our students, faculty, and staff. Students may continue their education in the spring semester at UW-Platteville-Richland, and after that we can help them continue at our Baraboo, Sauk Center, or our Platteville location. We will also be developing individualized plans for the faculty and staff," end quote. Information for this report came in part and with permission from WPR News. From West Politics comes a report that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers' administration now expects a record-high budget surplus of nearly $6.6 billion to end the fiscal year June 30th, well above previous expectations that it would come in excess of $5 billion. Providing the first look at the 2023-25 budget, the Department of Administration said it expects an additional $1.5 billion in revenue growth over the two-year period. Meanwhile, state agencies have requested an increase of $3.6 billion in new general purpose revenue over the 23-25 biennium. In his successful election campaign, Evers was able to point to building record savings during his first run as governor. In August, Evers announced a $600 million tax cut plan, including a 10% cut to income taxes. Republicans dismissed that as an election stunt. In February, he'll submit his two-year budget to the legislature for passage in June or July. The projection comes about a month after the Evers administration announced it expected the state to close the current budget year with $4.3 billion surplus. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a holiday break from broadcasting. Beginning tomorrow, we will return at 11:55 a.m. on Tuesday, November 29th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.